What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We got another week done, and a week that we actually both did well in predictions.
Yes.
Which has not been the case for many weeks this year
and
so far.
I mean, you were one away from a perfect week, and I was two away.
Imagine,
so
that just makes me think about if I put that in a parlay.
Yeah, especially because I think the only game you missed was you picked Broncos over Chargers.
I mean, that's a fair pick.
Yeah, it's definitely a fair pick.
That's a fair pick.
But, yeah, just that's crazy to think about.
Like. And also, we got the trade deadline coming up, so a few big trades that we're going to get into.
Yeah, already.
Yeah, so. The league's definitely getting shaken up as we roll through towards Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's an exciting time of football. Fall ball is always it's just a
prime
great time.
Yeah, that's prime football.
Yeah, the weather's perfect. It's finally starting to get cold here.
Maybe we'll be seeing some snow games soon, too.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in, like, the 70s next week, apparently, for us.
Yeah, of course it is.
So Pittsburgh weather. Yeah, Pittsburgh, you can get any weather
on
any given Sunday.
Yeah, but, I mean, I say we hop right into some player news.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get into it.
All right, guys, let's get into some news. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of injuries, a lot of questionables I can throw out there, but we can get into the big news first, which is a couple of trades we can talk about. The first one being Davante Adams joining the Jets. So the rumors of him getting back with Aaron Rodgers turned out to be true. I mean, we thought he could have went to the Steelers, which probably may have been a long shot because they are actually playing the Jets this week.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's going to be back-to-back episode or not episodes, back-to-back weeks where Davante Adams versus the Steelers.
That's actually true.
Did he play last week? He might have been hurt last week. I think
I want to say he's been questionable forever.
Yeah, he didn't play last week.
I mean, as a former Packers watcher of these two, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, it makes me happy, obviously, but also it's just kind of embarrassing because, you know, they basically rebuilt the Packers and now we're better than them. Like,
yeah, I mean they've got Alan Lazard over there.
Yeah, they got
Randall Cobb. I don't know. There's
Devontae,
a ton more.
They've got tons of O-linemen. Billy Turner. They're our offensive coordinator. Like they've got everyone.
That is crazy. So technically, you should be a fan of them.
Nah,
because those are the OGs.
Nah. Tried and true.
But, yeah, I do. I mean, I will say it will definitely help that offense. But, I mean, I don't know if it's all on Aaron Rodgers, but they haven't really been. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has been his best. I think the O-line is pretty weak there. He's getting sacked a lot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this will help the receiver-wise because, Garrett Wilson's been doing
decent. Got Mike Williams. Alan Lazard's pretty good. Garrett Wilson. It's kind of like starting to get to how much help do you
really
need?
They shouldn't really need any more help. And the defense, they got a lot of solid players on there with Sauce Gardner. Is Adams still on there?
Jamal
Adams.
Bro, have you not watched football for 5 years? He was on like the Seahawks.
That's right. Yeah, he's always floating around.
Yeah, they actually have a Mike Williams on defense too.
Was Mike Williams actually did sustain an injury last night.
Or wait, maybe it's the same Mike Williams. Oh, it is. Oh.
Why is he on defense? Why is he listed on defense?
I don't know. Maybe he... Was he on the... No.
I think you're just tweaking.
No, it says his name right here.
Interesting.
I don't know.
All right, well, yeah, that is a big trade of the week. Also, the next one, similar position. Amari Cooper getting traded to the Bills. And this one, I mean,
I like it,
especially for Amari Cooper because he just is probably depressed over there. He's definitely past his prime, but he still has some few good years left in him.
Yeah, I'd say, and he's still putting up numbers this year for the most part. Like, obviously not amazing, but
I mean, for the quarterback situations he's had there, which has been, Joe Flacco last year and Deshaun Watson, probably someone else, too, that sucks.
When did he join them?
It's been a while.
Because when did he leave the Cowboys?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that because I was thinking just the Raiders.
Yeah.
I forget. I think he has three. I think it's Pete's head. This is his third year.
Okay.
And he has like he has like 2,600 yards.
Yeah.
Which is not bad, like I said, but yeah, I mean, the Browns, that's just a sinking ship. Yeah, that ship's already sink. He's just trying to save himself, which I forget the details on that, the picks and stuff, but definitely, I mean, could they, you know, Bills offense still has looked good, but they still haven't had a wide receiver one since Diggs.
Yeah. Really,
so I think this will definitely be
good, I agree.
Especially
for
his fantasy, too.
Yeah.
And then last one worth mentioning was a pretty big injury was Aiden Hutchinson broke his tibia.
Did you watch the video?
I saw it like once, but not like closely.
It's disgusting. His leg like fully wrapped around.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Yeah, he suffered a broken tibia, so he's out for the season, which sucks because he was... Was he the favorite? He was like top three for defensive player of the year favorites.
It's a shame. But
do you think people do you think that like DraftKings gives people refunds on their bet?
I think sometimes they do.
This, they have to.
This deep into the season, I doubt it.
But like if they're the favorite when they get hurt, I feel like if they're the favorite when they get hurt.
Maybe they'll give them like a bonus bet or something.
I think that would be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, so bad news there. And then otherwise, we do have kind of a lot of injuries, mainly just questionables, like limited practice stuff here and there, which kind of been seeing all season from these people. So we don't need to spend too much time on these. But a couple of the more notable ones, we have Michael Pittman. He actually did play, surprisingly, which I benched him this week because I didn't think he was supposed to play, but he did not practice today. And then... I didn't put what's his name on here? Anthony Richardson.
Oh, yeah. But I don't even know what's been going on.
I was seeing stuff about him getting demoted, too.
I mean, like, they're winning without him.
Yeah, I was thinking that he might get demoted.
Wait, who said he was going to be the bust of the year in our first episode? I feel like I feel like that was me, and you were saying he's going to be really good.
I don't think injuries don't count. Really injuries don't count as busts.
Yeah, he was bad before the injuries.
Yeah, but... We'll see. And then also, I mean, also sticking with them, Jonathan Taylor's missed the past couple weeks. He's still missing practice, but we'll see with him. Other news, Marvin Harrison suffered a concussion, I believe, pretty early in the game this week.
It was very early.
He had 0 points.
Jair, like, locked him up, and then he hit his head on the ground really hard. So.
Was it a cheap play?
No, it was a...
Was it a football play?
Yeah, it was a football play.
All right. I did not see it, but hopefully he is all right. Also with the Packers, Jaden Reed is a limited part. I don't know if he got hurt during that game, but...
I think it was just, like, throughout the game.
Just, like, a little bit of an ankle injury here and there. So we'll keep that updates on him. Also, Cooper Kupp could... he's still questionable, but should be returning this week.
Oh, thank God.
That is big news for your fantasy team.
Thank God.
And then Puka, I don't know what... I think he's still probably a couple weeks at least.
Yeah, I think what I saw last time, it'll be like probably 2 more weeks for him. So
that could... That's definitely good for them. Also, we have... I mean, all three of the Giants receivers, Neighbors, Slayton, and Wanda Robinson are all limited practice.
That's crazy.
Which, I don't know about Neighbors. Obviously, the big one. He missed the last 2 games.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they had their bye week during that. I forget. But, did they?
I don't think so.
I forget. So, that's a tough situation for them. We'll have to see. Also, Jacoby Myers of the Raiders, I threw him in there just because he is, I think, just... he's the receiver one now.
Yeah, he will
without Devontae. So he'll take up a bigger role most likely, but missed last week and probably still missing weeks as well. And then Debo still questionable, which like I don't know because he's played most of these games, but he's always just questionable. He's one of those people.
There's some players that are just questionable the entire year.
Yeah,
and just
like McCaffrey, except McCaffrey's either injured or questionable. Which what's his timeline?
It just keeps getting pushed back.
Still a few weeks. Yeah. It's because we had a fantasy trade, a questionable fantasy trade in our league with
involving
him.
Didn't even hate the trade.
I mean, it's pretty situational based, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have honestly been I don't know if I like to say I wouldn't have drafted McCaffrey first overall, but
I would have. I fully would have.
I feel like there's other good options though.
Yeah. My first round pick is pretty much Tyreek hasn't done anything all year, so like.
Yeah, so that's surprising that your team's still afloat.
I'm just good.
Yeah, and then also Chris Olave sustained a concussion, as well as Shahid is undergoing meniscus. I don't know if he tore his meniscus. So that's two big.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kamara's questionable for them as well. So that's some big injuries for the Saints.
Yeah.
And then getting into some running backs, Tajay Spears is still week to week. Mm-hmm. Najee Harris was not practicing today. Jerome Ford is questionable, but Nick Chubb, I believe, is activated off the.
Is he going to play?
Yeah. He's projected points fantasy. He was like off the PUP list, I think.
Yeah. Oh, dang. That would be huge.
Yeah, we do have someone. Someone's been. I think Nick's been storming.
Chubb is expected to play his first game.
Which I don't. He's projected like 9 points. I don't know. Yeah.
They might. I would be shocked if they gave him a full workload. They'll probably.
Yeah,
use
which I forgot. I mean, I kind of just forgot about him, but like.
Yeah.
Every year he's just a big name, especially in fantasy. He's always just like. Just a workhorse.
And, like, if you had to waste, what, like, an eighth-round pick on him in fantasy? Like, that's kind of good value. Only 6 weeks?
I would have snagged him. I forget, like, when.
I thought he wasn't going to be back till, like, late in the season, but.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's exciting news for him, for them. Also, Travis Etienne got injured in the London game because he got, like, negative .1 fantasy points. Yeah. So he is. Limited practice. Also, Aaron Jones is still injured. I think he missed the last week. Or maybe they were on a bye week, too. But
yeah.
He was injured. Yeah, they were on a bye week. He was injured. And then James Cook missed last week, but he should be ready to go. And A-Chain is also looking ready to go after the bye week. So
a lot of injuries.
A lot of questionables, as always. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Chubb. I mean, A-Chain, Chubb come back this week.
Yeah.
We do have maybe John Taylor, so some big names to look out for.
Yeah, seriously. But I think that's all we got for our player news, so I say we hop right into some Guess the Player.
All right, guys, let's get into some Guess the Player. We got four people on here.
All right.
And we're just going to go through the fantasy or the game stats and then talk about some of these games because there's definitely some interesting ones for the week.
All right.
And
so what did I get last week? I feel like last week I only got one or something.
I made him a little tricky. This one tricky as well, but you have to.
I trust myself.
We'll see. This one, the first one's not anything crazy.
Okay.
But the game was crazy. I almost said who it was. Okay. I'll start a different one. We have a receiver here, 11 receptions, 125, and 2 touchdowns.
Ooh. Okay, so that's a very good week. 11 receptions, 125.
Yeah, so pretty him performance, if you will.
Yeah. All right, well, let me try and go through all the receivers. I actually think there's actually a lot of big receiver weeks. Just because
I didn't have one that was.
I'm gonna go with Chris Godwin because I know I think he had 2 touchdowns.
That is correct.
Oh, let's go!
Yeah, that was. I think he was the biggest.
Yeah, I know he.
Of the week.
He went crazy this week.
And, he is fantasy wide receiver one now.
Yeah,
which is crazy because Mike Evans has also been having a lot of big games, which he didn't do much in this game.
I mean, this game is just looking. I mean, Bucks win 51-27 in what was a close game. Saints. Scored 27.
Yeah, this game was
in the second quarter.
I was watching pretty much the full game because I had Baker and Bucky Irving since he started. And yeah, like the first half was just crazy. Like people were already saying this was. I mean, what was the score? I forget what was the score at half. 24-27. That high of a scoring game, and then the Saints just get shut out in the second half.
Yeah, and 20 points in the fourth quarter by the Bucks. It was Spencer Rattler's first ever career NFL game. 243 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 picks.
Yeah, it wasn't. He still, I mean.
He looked good in the first half. The second half, he kind of just threw it all away.
Yeah, they started getting down. But, yeah, I mean, the Bucks have just been a crazy team to watch.
Yeah.
All their games seem to be just, like, really high scoring or
and
crazy.
They're a very fun team to watch too. Like,
yeah, they have with Evans and Godwin, mm-hmm. and then when you get Bucky Irving in there for some little bursts.
Yeah, and it's really, other than that Broncos game where they just weirdly got blown out that week. They did for mine too. But this game was...
Who else did they lose to?
The Eagles, I believe. Actually...
Did...
Wait, let me check. They lost to... Oh, no, Falcons last week.
Oh, right. Which, that was a close game, too. I mean, the Bucks are... I wouldn't say sneaky, but yeah, like, they're...
They've got a lot
of
powerhouse. Like, offensive weapons, like, tons. Really good defensive weapons. I'm really liking them right now.
Yeah, and the run game worth mentioning was we didn't obviously have Rashad White.
Mm-hmm.
So Bucky Irving was the starting running back. He had 14 for 81. And then the other guy, Sean Tucker, 14 for 136. And he did have a long touchdown play. Also, Bucky Irving got a touchdown.
And also, Sean Tucker had 56 receiving yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, so he just pulled up out of nowhere.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, Godwin, Mike Evans got pretty much locked down, 2 catches for 34, mm-hmm. so definitely his worst week.
Yeah.
And then Kamara, obviously he's been just putting up big numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Had his usual touchdown, mm-hmm. and he is questionable now, but...
Yeah. But
yeah, crazy. One of these crazy games.
Yeah, a very good game.
And also, Rashid Shaheed got a punt return touchdown, too.
Oh. And the Bucks got a, what was it, pick six? Or they got what? Fumble return.
Fumble return at the end. So, yeah, for one of the crazier games of the year. But the Buck, like the final score doesn't show it. But
mm-hmm.
definitely an interesting game. All right, we can get into the next one I got here. We'll do a quarterback.
Okay.
We have a pretty modest stat line, 18 for 25 with 3 touchdowns, and I want to say no sacks.
Okay.
No picks, definitely.
All right, 3 touchdowns, no picks. This obviously could be a lot of quarterbacks, but I think it's going to be a sneaky Caleb Williams.
Oh, that's not a bad guess, but it's not. It's actually Jared Goff.
Okay, the goofball.
What happened here is the question. The Cowboys just get totally embarrassed at home again, which this is the second time it's happened this year.
47-9. You cannot let that happen.
Yeah, the backups came in. Cooper Rush got some action.
Not a single offensive touchdown for the Cowboys. That's just terrible.
I did not watch this game personally, but, I mean, yeah, this is like the Lions offense firing. And
oh, yeah.
I don't know what's up with the Cowboys defense, but...
They can't stop anything right now. They're 3-3. I mean, the only teams they've beat are... The Giants, Steelers, and Browns.
Yeah, so, this week the Steelers
could have won that game. Giants easily could have won that game.
The Saints pretty much blew them out.
Yeah. They just do not look good at all.
Yeah, they're usually looking a little better by now in the season.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, pretty much no running. CeeDee Lamb was the leading receiver with 7 receptions, 89.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just the Detroit offense was just going on all cylinders.
And that's the scary part. Like, the Lions they're a good team.
Yeah, which I know you're a Packers fan, but the Lions they're a fun team to watch.
I would agree.
They're an explosive team. I like the head coach mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, them and the Bucks are very fun to watch.
Yeah, have they played this year, right?
I don't think so. Maybe actually, no, they did.
They did play.
Yeah, the Bucks won. That was actually a bad offensive game for the Lions.
I do remember that. That was when the Bucks were just proving that they were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, just, I mean, more of the story is that the Cowboys are, they're not even frauds. They just actually suck.
Are the Cowboys frauds?
They're not even,
Should that be the name of the
episode? They're not even, no one's even saying they're frauds because they just suck.
Yeah, because they're not even
They're 0-3 at home.
This season? All their games
I think that's what this means.
Yeah, all their games have been away.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the Dallas fans gotta just be pissed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which, speaking of pissed, I don't know. Well, I think, yeah, it was this week. Wasn't, do you see a thing about Nick Sirianni? He was getting chirped by the Eagles' own fans, and he was, like, going back and forth with them.
He was going, oh, I can't hear you. Like, bro, they're your fans.
Yeah. Did the Eagles won, yeah.
Barely, but yes.
It's Philadelphia. What do you expect?
Yeah, facts.
All right, let's move on to the next one that I got here. We have a running back. We'll do 18 rushes, 113, as well as 5 receptions and 56 yards.
Okay.
So big, no touchdowns.
So say it again, 18 rushes.
For 113, and then 5 for 56.
And no touchdowns.
Correct. But he could have easily had. Should have.
That's a very good game.
Yeah, that's a workhorse mentality game. You don't see that a lot in the NFL.
So that's going to be a pretty good fantasy game, but not amazing because no touchdowns, obviously. So that's ruling out a couple people for me. Honestly, that brings me to... I'm going to go with Breece Hall because I know he got no touchdowns.
That is correct.
Nice.
Yeah. I know because I always pick people on my fantasy team.
But I mean, yeah, I knew he had a really good game, and that's his best game in a while with no touchdown.
Yeah, he's a bounce back off 2 very bad weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, basically this game the Jets could have easily won. They missed
both teams.
Yeah, I know
were missing
the Jets
field goals.
I think the
Bills missed 2 field
goals. Bills missed 2. Jets
or no? Maybe Jets missed 2. It says Bass only missed 1.
Yeah, Greg Zuerlein missed 2.
Okay, so Jets missed 2, Bills missed 1. Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, yeah, this wasn't helping the Jets' case.
Mm-mm.
Lazard, another 6 catches, 114 and a touchdown, which he was floating around on our fantasy waiver wires for a while. I think I actually had him on my team at one point.
I mean, he's been
but
good.
With Garrett Wilson and Devontae, I can't really see him getting the workload.
Yeah. Also, surprisingly, Braylon Allen with only 3 carries for 8 yards. A very mild workload for him.
Yeah, he's usually been stealing all his touches, which I thought he had a touchdown. I forget. I think it got called back, I think.
It did, yeah. And then they ended up, I think, missing their field goal.
Yeah.
After that.
And dude, I don't know if you saw this, but the there's always like the crazy bets, but like the one dude bet that just had Jets money line. It was like a full lay like 14 game parlay for the weekend. It was to win like 100K, and the cash out was like 36K.
And he didn't cash.
I don't know if he did, but I was thinking if I was him, I would just be freaking out because they easily could have won with the missed field goals.
Yeah, and the holding, and then...
And at home, too.
It was just...
Mid.
Rodgers also claimed that Mike Williams ran the wrong route on the last play. Which...
And then he got his head folded into the dirt, too, and got a concussion. So, and also, it is worth mentioning Josh Allen, another game with 0 interceptions. He has not thrown an interception this year.
He hasn't.
Which, last year, which...
He has to be MVP favorite right now, right?
I mean, with my mid-homes.
Mid-homes.
I think...
Dude, how is Mahomes still favorited?
Only by a little. They're all...
I mean, only by a little, but I feel like Josh Allen is good money.
Should I throw a little cash
in? I might throw
Lamar,
a little cash.
I mean, Lamar's good. Lamar being third is good money.
Yeah. Dude, maybe a little Jordan Love action. Nah, he throws too many picks.
Yeah, but Josh Allen, with comparing that to last year... How many? I think did he lead the league in picks or was he close?
I think it was close. Yeah.
Let's check that. I mean, he's definitely made because that was his problem last year.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
I mean, it's been his problem his entire career.
He had 18 last year, which was a career high for him. That's and great. Probably season. Definitely close in the season.
We can fact check that right now.
Live fact checking?
Yeah, we have live fact checking. No, Sam Howell had 21. But Josh Allen was second in the league.
That was basically first, if you don't...
Yeah.
I forgot about Sam.
They just
dropped him. Whatever happened
to
him.
But, like, when we're looking at touchdowns now... Actually, he doesn't even...
Mayfield is up there.
Dude, Jordan Love is second in touchdowns, and he missed 2 weeks of the NFL season. That's crazy. Josh Allen's all the way... He's actually tied with Lamar. And Lamar actually has more... Oh, Josh Allen only has... He doesn't have a lot of passing yards, actually. Lamar has 400 more passing yards with also rushing.
Well, where's Mahomes?
Oh, Mahomes is... 6 touchdowns, 6 picks.
How many passing yards?
He has about 100 more than...
Yeah, like what? Wait, 6 touchdowns, 6 picks?
And he's favorite. Yeah.
Are they still undefeated?
Yeah. They didn't play last week, I don't think.
That doesn't seem right.
I know.
Who are they? What is the Chiefs schedule looking like? They've got to lose here soon.
They got 49ers this week.
Yeah, that's losable.
So let's
see. The Chiefs' downfall is coming soon.
Dude, and the world is waiting.
The fact check. Aiden's fact check.
Yeah, live fact check. They got Niners, Raiders, Bucks, Buccaneers.
The Bucks could beat them.
Bills. But then, down the stretch,
they
got Broncos twice, Panthers, Raiders twice, Chargers.
Honestly, besides the 49ers and Bucks, Bills, they're just playing.
They have Bucks, 49ers, Bills, Steelers. I'm not sure if
this could be an undefeated season for them.
They got Houston. Yeah,
is this an undefeated season for the Chiefs? I feel like they could be they're still good. Don't get me wrong, but like they don't seem. It's like they don't seem like. A powerhouse, like...
Yeah, no, definitely not. So...
Maybe we'll be placing a Bills, Josh Allen MVP.
Low-key, I could see that happening.
Yeah, but pretty interesting stuff. We can get on to the last one here and then move on.
All right.
This one, I don't know if I should say it's a tight end, but it's a tight end.
Okay.
And I just have 10 catches for 102 yards.
10 catches, 102 yards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think this is the name that you were saying earlier, and it started with a J.
I will say it actually. I was saying Jared Goff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tight end, 10 catches, 100 yards.
Yeah. So solid performance.
It's actually a very good week.
So tight ends have been mid this year.
They have been. I wouldn't be surprised if this is... No touchdowns?
Correct.
Brock Bowers? That's weird, but...
No, that's not.
Okay.
I think he did decent, though. The correct answer was actually Evan Engram.
Oh, wow.
Of the what's it called? Jaguars. Which, yes. This was the London game, and...
They're actually playing there again. They're staying... Jags are playing
back-to-back weeks?
Yeah.
I wonder, do they come back for that, or are they just... They gotta
no,
just post.
I think they just stay there.
Wonder where they practice.
Maybe
in Chelsea's. Did they play? I think they. Do they play in Chelsea's field?
I think so.
If it's in London, it's gotta be Chelsea.
It could be Wembley, but I doubt it's big enough for Wembley.
What's that? Which one's that?
That's like where they play, like the FA Cup and all that.
What about West Ham's field?
I don't know. That's where like the Sidemen play their games.
But this game, I mean, the Bears are they? The Bears are really proving that they're a force to be reckoned with in the NFC.
I mean, okay, they're 4-2, but we were literally just talking about this earlier. They have not beat a single good team. Hear me out. Titans, they beat the Titans.
Okay, yeah, they're pretty mid.
Titans suck. They lose to the Texans, sure by only one score, but they lose to the Texans. They lose to the Colts, who are also bad. They beat the Rams, who are bad. They beat the Panthers, who are bad. And then they beat the Jags, who are bad.
That's true.
Jags have one win. I want to see, how many each.
I mean, I think the...
Jags have one win. Panthers have one
Colts
win.
Colts have three, I believe.
Panthers have one win. Rams have one win.
What?
It's just like, I'm sorry, they're not a good team.
I mean, honestly, yeah, maybe.
Or maybe they actually.
Some I don't of know if teams, people are really saying they're a good team.
Titans have one win.
So the only team that they've played that hasn't had one win is.
Dude, all their wins have one win this season.
Except
they are bad.
Except the Colts. Oh, they lost to the Colts.
They lost to the Colts. Oh, right, right.
I mean, I don't know if people are really saying they're good, which if they are, I mean, that'd be good to just place a bet against them because if people are overhyping them.
I mean, I think their record
Caleb Williams, people are saying, has been doing pretty good. Which yes. Four tutties this game, one int. His completion percentage is good. It's all been good most of the year. I mean, I'll get his stats up on here.
Yeah, I mean, he
is 1,300 yards, 14th in the league, 9 TD, 5 int. I mean, it could be worse. I mean, yeah. He's definitely been, for the number one pick, he's been better than a lot of.
I'll give it to him.
Better than Bryce Young started out.
Yeah, I would say.
Better than Trevor Lawrence, probably.
Yeah, better than, who was the first round pick?
Burrow
didn't play great.
We got injured, too.
Wasn't there one before?
Lamar? Oh, wait.
No.
Lamar was
Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett fell off. Also, yeah, Trevor Lawrence fell off big time.
Yeah.
The Jaguars went from a playoff team to 1-5. And how did this happen?
Yeah, I just, can't pick them at all. They look terrible.
Yeah. I mean, ETN got hurt with his negative 1 yard. Tank Bigsby, Aidens thought he would be the savior of his league. And he dropped probably 2.4 points.
No, because he also had I thought he got a couple catches. Maybe not.
No. Yeah, I mean, Evan Engram is our leading receiver probably for the season. I mean, he's been injured. Gabe Davis,
Brian
who
Thomas
I forgot was
good.
On this team. Yeah, Brian Thomas.
I don't know. This team just sucks. This game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I can't say that we gifted London anything special. Yeah. Wait, were you saying that the Jaguars or Bears are staying?
Jags are staying. Which, oh, there was actually rumors that the Jags might relocate to London at one point.
That doesn't seem which, fitting, though.
The Jags are now going to be playing the Patriots there, so.
Dude, that's back-to-back just.
That should be a barn burner.
That's back-to, I mean, we're just giving them, the worst game. I feel bad.
Yeah.
If we want the world to start liking football more, we got to,
Yeah.
Give them some good teams.
I know. I don't think it'll happen, though. So.
Yeah. I can't see if they relocated, would they, change, rebrand? Because I feel like Jaguar doesn't seem fitting for, London.
Yeah.
London Jag. I feel like it have to be something, English-related, you know?
Yeah.
The teapots or something.
The fish and chips.
The fish and chips.
The London fish and chips.
Something, yeah, something cool. They could definitely do something cool.
But, mid. Yeah, just looking at some of these other games, 49ers beat the Seahawks. They might be turning their season around. Ravens beat Commanders in actually a pretty good game, so Commanders still look very good. Packers beat Cardinals. Let's go. Texans beat up on the Patriots, of course. Steelers beat up on the Raiders, so good to actually see them play, the same level even. Steelers always play down to their opponents and
that's
then play
true.
Up to their opponents.
But also, it is worth mentioning next week, I mean, we have the Jets,
mm-hmm.
and there's a rumor that Donald Trump will be in attendance.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they put on a good show for him.
Yeah. And then Falcons beat up on Panthers, of course. And then Bengals beat Giants. So those are all really the main games.
Yeah. A lot of predictable ones we saw in there. No real upsets, was there?
Yeah, not really.
I don't really think there's any upsets that really are sticking out, if any.
I wouldn't say any upsets.
Yeah, the only one I got wrong was the Broncos. The Chargers were probably favorited.
I picked Jags over Bears, and then I picked Cowboys over Lions. So
has there ever been a perfect guess week?
For us?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
so.
Yeah,
I've definitely gotten
You've come
some
close.
One. I've had some ones. That's not my first time.
We'll get it one of these days. But, I got a little segment coming up next, so let's get into that. All right, for this segment, I got a little guess the player, but it's player paths, so career paths of teams.
I'm bad at these.
I got seven of them. Honestly, I think only one of them is going to be hard. The rest
of
them.
That's just your bias because you made it.
Yeah, but I was able to get all these. We'll just see. What? Starting off very easy. We got Packers to the Raiders to the Jets.
That's got to be Devontae Adams.
Yes, it's Devontae Adams.
I thought you were going to joke about something being easy.
No. That would have been. I was trying to think of like a player that would have had that same path.
Yeah.
Like Jordy Nelson or something, but no. All right. Seahawks to Broncos to Steelers.
Okay. Wait, sorry.
Seahawks.
That's gotta be Wilson.
It is Russell Wilson.
I know I was blanking for a second.
All right. And obviously you guys got to play along at home too. And see how
those
well
two
you
were free, those two were free loot.
This is probably the hardest one. I'm not gonna lie.
Why are you doing the hardest one last?
All right, fine. I'll do the hardest one last. All right. Falcons to Titans to Buccaneers to Eagles.
Oh wait, like I know this person. Wait. Sorry.
These are all players that you know. So
like they're still in the league.
I think so. Yeah.
Wait. You think so for this guy, or you know so?
I don't even think he is.
Wait, say it again.
Falcons to Titans to Buccaneers to Eagles.
I don't know. It's on like the tip of my tongue. I would think.
I'll give you some time to think, and then I'll give you the player's position to help out.
Is it? I mean, I'm thinking it's offense.
It is offense.
Okay, so you said we start with the Falcons to what?
To the Titans.
Okay, so I can't see it being a quarterback.
To the Bucks and then to the Eagles.
It's got to be, is it a receiver?
It is a receiver.
Oh, Julio Jones.
It is Julio.
Okay, I knew he was he was edging me a little.
We'll pause. Yeah, honestly, the end is kind of tough because, like, the end of his career is just
but
so weird.
I was trying to, I feel like it's easier to break it up.
Yeah.
Because you got to think when they're in their prime.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, we got Commanders to the Vikings to the Falcons.
Commanders.
And I'll give you a little hint. It would technically be Redskins to Vikings to Falcons.
Okay, I figured. Wait, so they're currently on the Falcons?
They're currently on the Falcons, yes. And these can all be offensive or defensive.
Okay. And they started with the Redskins
mm-hmm.
to the what team?
Vikings.
I think I know who this is. It's got to be Kirk Cousins.
It is.
Okay.
It is Kirk Cousins.
Let's go. I mean, some of these aren't actually are pretty.
These next two should be guessable. The last one, if you can guess it, I would be shocked. But next up.
What?
Giants to the Browns to the Rams to the Ravens to the Dolphins. A long career.
Wait,
back.
What was the first one?
Giants.
Odell.
Wow.
The only reason I knew this is because you said Dolphins. I just remember seeing the thing about him like playing.
Okay. All right.
We're undefeated. Okay.
All right. This one. Starting off with the Steelers to the Jets to the Chiefs to the Ravens and to the Buccaneers.
Wait. You said Steelers to Chiefs?
To Jets to Chiefs.
Okay. Because I was originally thinking Ravens, like Juju for a second. Okay.
To Bucks.
This is a long career path. Are they still in the league?
I don't believe so.
I feel like you haven't said a defensive player yet, so I'm thinking that this guy's defensive. So, wait. I should know because it's Steelers. Steelers to who?
To the Jets.
Okay.
To the Chiefs, to the Ravens, and to the Bucks.
I'm thinking it's got to be someone that was mid because they played so many different teams.
You'd be surprised.
Is this one like easy?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Would you have known this?
Yes, I would have known this very easily.
Wait. Say the first three.
Steelers, Jets, to the Chiefs.
Is it Le'Veon?
It is Le'Veon Bell. Okay.
Yeah, Steelers and Jets. You just got to break it up and get the in.
Okay.
Undefeated.
Two more. Let's go. Come on. These two will probably be the hardest too. We're gonna start off with the Bills, and then we're gonna move to the Patriots, and then we're gonna move to the Panthers, to the Colts, to the Cowboys, to the Vikings.
What? Is it like?
I can give you the years if you'd like.
Are they still in the league?
Yes, they're with the Vikings currently. I didn't even know they were with the Vikings currently.
So they're not a main player on this team.
Not right now. They used to be a main player on their teams.
On not the Vikings, but on
their. No, on their team.
Okay, wait. So start with the first.
So Bills. I can give it. Do you want the years?
Sure.
Bills from 2012 to 2016. Patriots from 2017 to 2020. Panthers in 2021. Colts 2022. Cowboys 2023. Vikings 2024.
So no Bucks. I was thinking Bucks were in there. I mean, yeah, I'm not. There's no one that's really coming to mind right now.
It's a defensive player. I'll give you that too.
Oh, like see that does make it tough. Defensive player, like, what would you say their prime was?
Probably like their prime was 2019, where I think they won DPOY.
Wait, what team?
I'm not gonna tell you.
You just told me the years.
I know, but if I told you,
I wasn't paying attention.
If I told you what team they won the defensive player,
I wasn't paying attention when you told me the years.
Well,
wait, say the teams again.
2019 is when he won.
Okay, say the years again, or say the teams again.
Bills. Patriots, Panthers, Colts, Cowboys, Vikings.
Colts. Okay, Colts, Cowboys. I can't. Last time Cowboys, I'm thinking of Micah Parsons, so no. I don't think they were with the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings had one.
2019 is when they won it. At least I think so.
Oh, you know who it is? Okay, this might be completely wrong.
I think you know it.
I know two of the teams for sure. They were on the Panthers?
I forgot they were on the Panthers, to be fair. I forgot they were
is
on the
Is it a Bears. Cornerback?
It is a cornerback.
Is it Gilmore?
It is Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah, I was... Because when I heard Colts and Patriots, I was like, okay.
Yeah,
That was the two that I know him on.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then last one. This is the hardest one.
That one, yeah.
I think I'm literally going to have to, like, boost you up to get this one.
I might get it first tee.
If you get it, I'll...
If it's an offensive player,
I'll shake on it. I'll give you $5 if you can guess this without any hints.
Well, I'm not giving you five.
Okay, you don't have to give me five, but I'll give you five.
Come on.
That's how confident I am.
Come on, Sean.
All right. Saints to Seahawks to Packers to Bears to Saints.
Does a hint count if they're still playing?
I think that counts as a hint.
What? Bro, I feel like that was part of the... Well, in the beginning you said you think everyone's still playing.
Okay, this... Fine.
If this doesn't count as a hint...
It won't count as a hint. His last season was last year.
Okay. So wait, say the teams again.
Saints, Seahawks, Packers, Bears, Saints.
Saints, Seahawks.
I was able to get this without any hints.
Oh, well, because he played for the Packers.
Yeah.
Saints, Seahawks, Packers, Bears, Saints.
Mm-hmm.
So they went back to the Saints. That's what intrigues me.
Mm-hmm. I honestly just don't think you're going to get
this. This count as a hint, but do I know the person?
Yeah, you definitely know the person. Their prime was goated.
Goated prime. Okay, so if their prime is goated, that makes me think it's an offensive player. So I'm going to be thinking of offensive
players. I'll give you...
No, I don't want a hint. I don't want a hint.
Okay.
I think I can do it.
Dude, their one season was crazy.
I mean, if they're like... Okay, let's think of crazy seasons. I was thinking Michael Thomas, but he didn't play for the Packers. There's no way.
Yeah, no.
Okay, yeah. But I was going to say, he did have a crazy season with the Saints.
He did, but this guy, like, it's very impressive, this guy's season.
I mean, who would have been, dude, like, I'm... I feel like those teams all sound familiar to me, but
I think I might have to give you.
I don't want to hold up the Epicino.
I'll give you the stats of his goated season.
That's not gonna help.
All right, fine.
I feel like if you told me the team of the goated season, I'd be able to tell you.
Saints.
Okay.
He's mostly known for the Saints. So Seahawks.
Not Michael Thomas.
He had a couple good seasons with the Seahawks, but. And I'll tell you the years of the Saints from 2010 to 2014.
Oh, okay. So that was older than I'm thinking in my head.
Yeah, it's a lot older.
Ooh, okay. So I was thinking, Drew Brees? No, he didn't play for the Packers. Kamara isn't that old.
It's a pass catcher.
A pass catcher.
Mm-hmm.
So...
one of the more dominant primes of this position.
I mean, if we're thinking tight ends, I really don't know if I remember them having a good tight end.
Oh, they had a good tight end.
Are you just trolling me and it's Taysom Hill?
No, it's not Taysom
Hill. I don't really remember them having a good tight end. Because when I think of that era of tight ends, I think of, like, Gronk.
Well, he was up there with Gronk. His one season, he had 1,200 yards and 16 touchdowns.
Really? That's...
he had another with 1,300 and 11 touchdowns. He had a four-year span of 9-plus touchdowns every season.
And you're telling me that I know this player?
Mm-hmm. At least I think you...
wait.
I'd be shocked if you didn't.
Did you say Bears?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's. Wait, his name. Ingram?
No.
I know who it is.
What does his hair look like?
He's white.
He is white.
And he's bald.
He is
Jimmy
white.
Jimmy Graham. Damn. Yeah, honestly, I think the Packers have tripped me up. I didn't know he played for
them. He sucked with the Packers.
I remember him on the Bears for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy Graham. I kind of forget about him, even though he was a Packer.
I remember him on the Bears for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know he was so dominant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was really good back in his prime. So
only missed one. Hopefully you guys did as good as me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that one, but definitely
yeah.
An interesting little series there. I like those.
All right, so let's get into some predictions now.
All right, guys, let's get into the last little segment here. We got the predictions for the upcoming week. Haven't really looked at the schedule too much, so these will just be off the dome, kind of little freestyles here. But starting off is with the Thursday nighter, which is the Broncos at Saints, which is a little disappointing because we were actually going to watch the game tomorrow night and chill, maybe go somewhere. So
this game looks like it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, and I'm predicting the Saints win.
I'm going to go Saints
as
well.
Usually, whatever team plays the Broncos usually ends up playing terrible.
Yeah.
And it's just a painful game to watch. So I imagine it'll be a low-scoring game.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of low-scoring games, the London game, Patriots at Jags, it's got to be Jaguars.
Yeah.
If the Jaguars lose this game.
Drake May should be at QB, which you think he did a little better this last week.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, both these teams, are they both 1-5?
Yep, 1-5.
I kind of feel bad for them.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But, yeah, probably got to be them. Next one, Lions at Vikings. Could be a little shootout. Could be a little shootout in the NFC.
I want to hear your prediction first.
Ooh, because, like, honestly, I've been high on the Vikings a lot, but honestly, with how the Lions just played... I mean, I'm just interested to see what the spread is. I'm going to say Lions, but I will like to look at the spread.
It's in Minnesota. I wouldn't be surprised.
Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, I'm confident saying Lions, but I really would. I would like to look up the spread of this game. But you have to say yours. Well, you're just supposed to say your thing before you look.
Oh.
Then you just say the favorite.
Did you say Minnesota? Or you
I said Lions.
I was going to go Lions, too, but
just say
screw it, Vikings.
And you know that I'm the dominant predictor.
Yeah, I know, but I have to. Let's see. Who do we get? I don't want to look at any of the other games. Vikings minus 2.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there injuries? Not that I remember.
No, I don't think so. All right. Jets? Yeah, I'll go Vikings.
So Aiden, so you're actually you're actually betting on the favorite here. So
all right, I'll take it.
That'll be a fun one. Titans at Bills.
Gotta be Bills. Yeah, not much to say about that one.
Drew Levis. Have you seen Drew Levis has been clip farming recently?
Yeah. Wait.
Drew. Will Levis.
Yeah, I was going to say Drew.
I don't know where I got that.
Yeah.
He's been like clip farming.
He's terrible. And this game's going to be terrible. Dolphins at Colts. I do think the Colts will win this, though.
Yeah. With how Flacco's performing.
Mm-hmm.
And with how who even is it? Who'd they put in?
Dolphins?
Yeah, they put in Trey
Huntley.
Huntley, yeah.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley.
Mid.
Yeah.
All right. Seahawks at Falcons. I mean, I'm liking the Falcons.
I'm liking the Falcons as well. Next up, Texans at Packers.
Oh, this one.
I will be going Packers.
Yeah. Call me crazy,
maybe,
but
maybe I'll go Texans, you go Packers.
I'm going Packers. I'm going Packers. I think that should be good.
Bengals at Browns. Oh, Lord, help the Bengals if they lose this one.
Yeah, the Browns are just they're a sunken ship at this point. They got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're back to their poverty era. Yeah. They had a little bit of a run.
Eagles at Giants, also both pretty bad, but I will go Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles have been lackluster, but they have now they got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith back.
Yeah.
They should be better.
All right, Raiders at Rams?
Honestly, call me crazy, but I'm going Rams.
Oh, I'm going Rams as well. No, I don't think that's that crazy. Betting against the Raiders.
Now I don't have Devontae, which she's been injured, and then Cooper Kupp could be back. So, big news for there. Panthers at Commanders. I mean,
Commanders 100%.
Yeah, I'm going Commanders.
Yeah.
I actually want to hear your thoughts on this next one. Chiefs at 49ers.
I am going to go 49ers. I think the Chiefs finally go down. It's in San Francisco. I think this is finally the time.
I'm actually going to be going Chiefs.
All right.
Because
is that our first disagreement? No.
No.
Vikings Lions.
Because I know that Moody's technically questionable, and I don't know. The 49ers haven't been too, like.
Yeah, they definitely
haven't. They're not their dominant self yet.
But
and
I
the
still,
Chiefs are, yeah.
I trust them.
I mean, that may be the hot game of the town. Next one, though, this one I'm a little.
Jets Steelers.
Jets at Steelers. Like. I don't, because the Jets are just very inconsistent. The Steelers are also very inconsistent.
I think if Russ is playing, I'm going Jets.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even talk about that. Russ might be playing for some reason. 4-2 with Justin Fields, and you're putting in Russ.
Yeah. Why? Which we could easily be 5-1.
Yeah.
Or like, we haven't been blown out or anything.
Yeah, no. So.
Yeah. I mean, any Steelers fan I've talked to is not very happy about it.
Yeah.
Who did you say?
I put Jets.
Yeah, like, I don't want to, you know, I'm going to say Steelers just because, like, I hope it makes us win. But, yeah, I feel like it's going to be a low-scoring, like, play down to the competition.
It's
going to
be a just horrible game to watch.
Trump's going to leave early, definitely.
then Ravens at Buccaneers. A very good game.
Oh.
I am going to go Ravens, though.
Is
the Buccaneers Stadium even going to be, like, okay?
That's true.
Did it not?
We didn't even talk. Hurricane Milton hit them. I don't know. Something in my head is telling me to go Bucks.
I don't hate it.
I mean, dude, we honestly have a few disagreements.
Yeah.
This week could either be you actually getting your first win against me, or
it just works.
Or you just get blown out of the water. And the last one,
Chargers at Cardinals.
I want to say, I mean, Marvin Harrison injured. I feel like I want to say Cardinal. I mean,
I'm going to go Chargers.
I haven't been keeping up with the Chargers very much.
I'm going to go with them. I got faith in Herbo.
G Herbo?
Yeah.
I'm honestly going to go Chargers too, because I don't want to disagree with you on too many.
Oh, come on. Chargers are minus.
I don't want you to blow me out by any chance.
Yeah. But yeah,
there's some exciting games in there.
I'm very excited, except for Thursday Night Football and the London game. Other than those two games, should be a couple of good ones. So
yeah, if Ravens and Bucks is Sunday night, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so but, definitely some exciting stuff coming up. You're gonna have to stay tuned.
Yeah, and always, as always, you know, make sure to like, follow, subscribe on YouTube where we post our weekly episodes.
If you want to see the video of this,
yes.
If you want to see our faces.
Yeah, our beautiful faces. And then, you know, yeah, give us a rating on wherever you listen to your podcast. And then we'll see you guys next week.
Peace out.